All right, anyone who wishes to speak in favor of the bill, and I would remind everyone, I need to know if you're going to speak on both.
Yes, I'm going to speak on both, but very briefly on the second bill, which is 1095. Senator Mason, Representative Plummer, members of the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee, my name's Ron Huber. I live in Rockland, Maine. I'm producer of a community radio show on corrections, also a member of the Maine Prisoner Advocacy Coalition. But I'm speaking here on behalf of myself and several Maine prisoners that are held far away who would like to inform the committee of their position about this bill. And I'm here to speak in support of LD 690. However, for reasons that Representative Chapman just alluded to and a few more that I'll lay out there, agree that this bill may perhaps best be held over while the new policy is implemented and is given a trial run for a year. Now, the original reason for the introduction of LD 690 was the failure of the previous administration to have this coherent process, both for sending Maine prisoners out to facilities in other states and especially on returning them back when the health or the safety or security reason is no longer there. As a result, you have prisoners like Dean Brown. He's in his fifth year, going on sixth year of being held out of state at various prisons in Maryland, New Jersey. Why? He was talking to reporters. He was getting the word out, that the guards themselves were very unhappy with the management of the system as it was back in 2005 and 2006. So his reward for that was the midnight transfer sort of thing, that his lawyer, nobody knew where he was for a few days, in fact. You'll have Arthur Bellinger, whose parents are here, would like to say a few words. He shipped out for help organizing a civil protest against unhealthy conditions in the Supermax. And prisons must be wary of any prisoner organizing, because that can turn into a gang. He probably feels after a number of years there that he's realizes the error of his ways in that organizing. And just like Mr. Brown, be happy to come back and, other things. But when either of those two have tried to return to Maine, they've been blocked. There's no clear return process. Mr. Brown, Mr. Bellinger, Mr. Kim, Mr. Heath, Mr. Thong Savan, various people that have asked to come back and have just sort of gotten these rubber stamps, no. And it's very hard to, both for the courts to figure out why that no happened, or for that matter, for the prisoners themselves. So many of them just, it's terrible for their morale. And of course, it's one of the awful things here is it's also the infliction of years of punishment on the prisoner's spouse and kids. Many of these folks, they can afford a weekly visit to visit their mother or their father or their son or whoever it is if they're in Maine. But if they're down in Florida or Virginia or New Jersey, that becomes something that's very rare to be able to do that. This very frail bond remaining between the prisoner and his family can't be sustained. It can snap. So I've read the new policy on interstate transfers the department has drafted. It corrects just about every one of the faults and the flaws in the old system. It doesn't reduce safety, doesn't reduce security, and it doesn't take the authority away from the commissioner to send someone away if there's a need for an instant removal. However, what it does do, it will bring accountability. It'll require documentation of why these things took place, the transfer decisions or the decision not to bring them back or not. It will give prisoners in Maine basically something they've wanted, the transfer prisoners, the right of return. So the ability to having been duly disciplined by being stuck in a prison where they're very hostile because you're from the north, you're a Mainer of all things.
Certain times expire.
Okay. Well, thank you very much then. I'll just talk about 1094 later. Thank you.
Well, that was your chance. That's why we gave you the additional.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would simply commit Maine to interstate trafficking in Mainer convicts, profit-making enterprises, LD 1095. It's also called slavery. And I don't think the home state of Joshua Chamberlain and 20th Maine, the heroes of Gettysburg, should embrace slavery. It'd be the wrong thing. Thank you.
Any questions? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.